thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
From 2 Corinthians 10:4, the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We read in Acts 13:22, God called David a man after my own heart. But David struggled with a weakness in his life. What was it? A lustful spirit had surfaced from time to time, and the people closest to him knew about it. When he grew old and his body cold, they brought him a young girl to lie beside him in bed so he could get warm. They figured if that didn't get David's circulation moving, he had to be dying. That's a sad indictment, but there's something even sadder going on here. David had passed on his weakness to his son Amnon, who ended up raping his sister. And although David was angry about it, he did not confront or punish him. After all, what could he say? Like father, like son? Lust isn't just a whim of a passing fancy. It's a sin. And when it passes from one generation to the next, it becomes a stronghold. Today, psychologists refer to it as genetic predisposition. Maybe somewhere in your family tree, there's a workaholic father, a mother who was emotionally unavailable, a brother or sister who drank too much, and now you're wrestling with the same issues. Don't be discouraged. Paul says the weapons we fight with have divine power to demolish strongholds. So before you run off to a divorce court or a rehab center, name your stronghold. Then pray, believing God to break its stranglehold on your life. Do it before it infects the next generation. Don't pass it on. Call on the power of the cross and say, this stops with me. From Visions, the word for today. That's demolishing strongholds.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.